Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. Today, we have another voice note from the past where I am essentially grappling with the fact that I am indeed going through a legal separation. And I think at this point, I'm not sure if divorce has been discussed, but either way, I realize I need to get a lawyer, and you'll see how that goes. But what I really want you to pay attention to is the fact that we have the ability to perceive life, no matter what we're going through, the way that we want to perceive it. We can move into a sense of empowerment, or we can be in a state of victimhood. And in every moment of our lives, in the way we are, how we're showing up in life, we get to choose how we see things and thus how we be in that moment. And I want this to feel empowering to you, to show you just how powerful you are and how powerful the stories that we tell ourselves about what we're going through, how important those stories are to our perception and to the way that we then respond, the way that we interact with whatever circumstances are in front of us. So as you go through this, I invite you to think about the story you are telling yourself about life, or if there's something in specifically that you're going through, that specific circumstance. What is the story that you are associating with that circumstance? And when you tell that story, how does it make you feel? What is the perception that you have? What are the emotions that you have? And then finally, how is that impacting the way that you are showing up? And is there any room for you to tell a different story, to have a different perception, and to show up differently that feels more in alignment with who you truly are? Not the mind chatter, not the ego, but who you truly are. There won't be a lesson after this because, again, the episode is the meat and potatoes, and this awareness before you move into the episode is also the intention behind the episode. So I hope that you enjoy the episode, and I hope that it serves you. So I'm having a good day, and I'm in it, right? I went to the beach. I meditated on the beach. I walked. It was so great. So then I came back home, and I'm currently in the middle, not in the middle, in the beginning stages. It's only been like 2.5 months since I realized that all this was occurring or starting to change in my life. My husband and I, he has asked for a legal separation. So, which came as a complete shock to me. But anyway, so here I am on top of the world, feeling super aligned and authentic and happy and things like that. And so I go to start calling divorce lawyers because that's the next step. And yeah, and so I called one of them, and They were like, "Oh, what's your last name?" And I was like, and then they were like, "Oh, your husband already had a consultation here, so we can't do that. It's a conflict of interest." And then she was like, "Oh, I'm not sure I was supposed to tell you that he already had it." And then I was like, "No, it's okay. Like, it's okay." So I get off the phone and, well, on the phone even, I started to cry a little bit, right? And then I realized as I started to cry, I was like, "Why are you crying? Like, what are the emotions coming up right now?" And I mean, none of this should be a shock to me, right? Because I already had a shock. So the idea that more shocks are coming are probably going to occur. And technically, we both know that this is kind of the next step. So of course, he's going to take that next step. I am taking the next step. So it makes sense for him to do the same thing. And he didn't tell me that he did, but these are things in life that we're not necessarily discussing out loud. So, I mean, it makes sense. And so I just had this thought in my head of having been at the beach and just like singing. And when I got home, I was singing and I made some coffee and I started calling the lawyers, just envisioning myself like happy and like, you know, singing and dancing around the house and then just like slipping and falling on my butt and just being like, "Oh shit, yep, fuck, that's a slip in the divorce journey," right? It's a slip and like a slip and a fall and a bump on my butt. But that's all it needs to be. I can lift my body off the ground and I can dust my little tush off and I can straighten my hair again and I can put my hands on my hips and I can say, "Yep, right. This is all actually part of the journey. This doesn't need to mean more than what it actually means. This is the next step, and it makes sense that both of us are doing this." So that's all it needs to be. No need for the tears. It's just part of the process, and it's part of this particular journey. And so instead of getting stuck in that energy, I stood up and I walked over and I got my cup of coffee, and I'm creating this voice note to remind myself and all of you, but mostly myself in this particular moment, that I can choose to be back into that beautiful, spacious, happy space. I can say, "Yep, this is the next step." And although I had a momentary flood of emotion, it all actually makes realistic sense. And when I think of it in a realistic way, it is easier for me to move on from. And I'm not making light of the divorce or the separation journey whatsoever. And everyone has their own story and way of having it come and why it's coming. But I choose to look at it as a bump. It was a bump. And I get to say how the rest of my day goes. And I get to say how the rest of my interactions go because my initial thoughts were like, I'm cleaning this man's laundry today so that way he can go out of town. And a little part of me for a second and a half was like, "Well, I'm not gonna do his fucking laundry." But that's not who I am, right? That's not who I am. I align with my inner being. I align with my true self. And I say, "This is just another step on this particular journey that he and I are on. There is no need to escalate it with emotion. And there is no need to blame. And there is no need to be catty. There is no need for any of that." And that is my true inner being's perspective. And I choose to be in the perspective of love. And I choose to be in the perspective of my inner being. And I choose to make this not a terrible journey, not a resistant journey to separation and maybe subsequent divorce, right? I could have really gotten into a lot of sadness and a lot of tears and a lot of sniffles and a lot of red puffy faceness and a headache and sadness and just moved into that incredibly sad place And instead, I am allowing in the abundance that's always flowing to me that says, hey, you don't have to look at it that way. You don't have to be taken over by those thoughts and those emotions that feel negative. You can stay in that happy, beautiful place. And I want to say another thing that I believe that this morning, having been so beautiful, having been so filling, having been so connected for me to the oneness, to get out of my separation of me and my lack and my scarcity and my fear, because this does elicit a time of the unknown. And normally when we get into the unknown, we tend to go back to the habitual thoughts, feelings, and being of our body. And I get to choose differently, right? And so being in that this morning, being in that oneness, filling my cup, not knowing what was going to happen, and still not knowing what's going to happen through the rest of the day, right? That's the other beautiful part of this, is that not only did I fill my cup this morning and now I'm better able to handle it now, but now I get to move from this 10-minute processing that I'm doing here and move back into the excitement and the happiness and the beautifulness of real life, right? Of the way that my inner being sees it, and the way that I see it, the way that I get to create my own reality and I get to create my future. Even in the next hour when my husband comes home, right? I get to create a haven in our house, even though we're still going through this. I get to say, I don't want to be fighting with you. I don't want to be having these hurt feelings and thoughts. I want to just move through this process as loving as we possibly can, and also protecting ourselves. And that's how I choose to live it. And that's how I choose to live the rest of the time that we're together before this sets into another part of our journey with moving in different locations and spots, literally our household moving, separating in that particular way. And obviously, there are days where this does not feel as easy. But again, I think about the unknown and how we can look at it in scarcity. But I also look at the unknown of, I was led to go walk on the beach and spend some real beautiful time at the beach today. I didn't know that was going to happen either when I woke up. And so that unknown feels pretty damn fucking good, especially right now, that I can pour into that and I can know that that unknown is beautiful. So when I think about the way I feel about that unknown and how beautiful that turned out, I can think of the rest of the unknown that is coming, and I can say, I get to choose abundance. I get to choose love. I get to choose oneness. I get to choose my inner being and the way that Source, the universe, God views this. That's what I get to do. And that's what I get to do today. And tomorrow, hopefully I'll continue to feel that way. But I'll also accept when my hormones or my neurochemistry or stress triggers a different response. But then I also will know that in every moment of that response, I have the ability to say, wait, stop. What is my past lived experience? What do I get to tap in? What really feels like the truth for me today? So I hope that helps you in whatever you're going through right now, to remember that you always have choice and that you always can accept or resist what is occurring, and that when we lovingly accept, we allow in more abundance and it feels so much better. So big, deep breaths for us both.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life?
Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.